This is Dr. Ali dictating history, physical, patient name, Paulus, P-A-U-L-U-S, first name, Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, George, Philip George, last name, Paulus, P-A-U-L-U-S, date of service, 1-26-2023, place, Franklin Wood, nursing rehab. Date of birth for this patient is 3-15-1944. History of present illness, this is 78-year-old male with a known history of coronary artery disease, morbid obesity, AFib, diabetes, hyperlipidemia. He presented to the emergency room, MedStar Hospital, with bilateral leg edema, shortness of breath. He has noted to have CHF, exacerbation. Patient was started on IV Lasix, was a poor response, nephrology was consulted, they changed him to IV Bumex. Patient was monitored closely on daily basis, body weight was monitored, maintained on Bumex, and all the medication for his heart failure adjusted. Patient has an echo done that shows ejection fraction of 50-55%. Patient was managed for acute and chronic diastolic heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. He has a chronic AFib controlled with metoprolol heart rate and Coumadine for his anticoagulation. Elevated troponin noted in the hospital is attributed to demand ischemia because of CHF. He has AKI with creatinine of 1.7, went up to 2.4, and ACE inhibitor they were held. Patient has indwelling Foley catheter, was placed on January 19, and outpatient follow-up was advised. He has a right lower extremity venous wound, local skin care was done. Diabetes, A1C 6.1, he was on metformin that was discontinued and he was in maintenance sliding scale coverage. He was maintained on hypercholesterolemia medication, statin. Patient reported shingle 7 to 10 days prior to admission, rash, right lower abdomen, but that was crested. He completed the course of femcyclovir and no need for isolation recommended. Morbid obesity, outpatient follow-up advice, hypokalemia was supplemented. After stabilization, physical therapy done, and patient was sent to the rehab. Today, when I saw the patient, he is a generalized weakness, still has a leg edema. Right leg is weaker compared to the left leg with difficulty ambulation. Patient denies any chest pain, nausea, vomiting, fever, chill. Past medical history, number 1, morbid obesity, number 2, coronary artery disease, number 3, AFib, number 5, diabetes, number 6, hypertension, number 7, hypercholesterolemia, number 7, bilateral leg edema, history of diastolic CHF, shingle recently improved. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. Medications upon discharge. Bumex, 1 milligram, POBID. Calcium carbonate supplement. 500 milligram 3 times a day. Vitamin D, 50,000 units every Monday. Insulin Lispro with sliding scale coverage, lactulose 30 mL BID, metoprolol 50 mg twice a day, potassium chloride 20 MEQ twice a day for 7 days, Senacard 17.2 mg BID, simvastatin 40 mg QPM, warfarin 7.5 mg, half tablet Monday, Wednesday, Friday and Saturday, one full tablet Tuesday, Thursday and Sunday for AFib. Review of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no ear infection, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, nerves, sputum production, cardiac, mild shortness of breath, on ambulation, but no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, still has some leg edema, neuro-nosyncope, endocrinopulmonary discharge into urinary, requiring Foley catheter in place. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, oriented. Time 3, he's lying on the bed, his blood pressure is 143/83, pulse 66, temperature 97.4, respiration 20, oxygen saturation 94%, blood sugar is 135. Head atomatic normocephalic, eyes anecteric, no ear nasal discharge, pupils are equal and reactive, throat no exudate, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs decreased breast on the bases, no wheezing, heart S1 S2, abdomen is soft.